My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
The ghost pepper is no longer the hottest pepper in the world.
Was the ghost pepper the white one?
Yeah, it was. It's like the one that is so hot, like it like burns you from the inside out.
Oh my gosh, why would somebody eat one of those?
There's a new contender, the hottest chili pepper in the world. It's so hot, you can't even eat it. The Dragon's Breath chili.
Dragon's Breath.
Yes. Grown by a Welsh farmer, scores a frightening 2.48 million on the Scoville heat scale.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well ahead the 2.2 million record of the Carolina Reaper, I guess is what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Yeah. 2.48 million. So it's so hot, you can't even consume it. No.
It, but it's on the scale mm-hmm. at some point. Wow.
The Dragon's Breath chili is fiercer than the pepper spray used by the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an immediate risk of dying.
Oh, that's horrible.
If you eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how do you suppose that somebody made that? Do you think they had to mix a certain, you know, different kind of combinations of peppers to get that hot?
I have no idea. I don't understand it because I can't eat spicy things.
No, I don't either.
It's not an enjoyable experience Mm-mm. for me. I like a little hot sauce every once in a while.
Yeah.
A little bit of spice, but for instance, one time I ate at a Thai restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I didn't notice that on the side of the menu it had options of like, oh, this is mild, and if there's a pepper next to it, it means it's going to be really hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had these glass noodles, and I guess it was supposed to be really spicy.
Okay.
Two bites into it, I just go from normal to, like, immediate sweating.
Yeah.
And, like, I started breathing heavy. I started getting dizzy.
Oh, I could not handle it. No.
This is not a meal to me.
Right.
All right?
Right. It's just, like, something you have to get through to, you know, the other side.
I don't want to feel like I have the flu when I'm eating something.
I had a couple of guy friends that they would make jambalaya. They'd sit around in their apartment, and they would make it so hot. And it was like an exercise to them. It was kind of like, let's see who can sweat the most. They just didn't sweat.
Mm-mm.
They drink milk at the end. You know, they say drink milk.
Right.
Eat bread. Like, they just loved it. It was like something that they enjoyed. I was like, this isn't fun for me.
Mm-mm.
My husband's on a new kick. He has like the little thing of hot sauce, and he eats it with every meal.
Really?
He puts it on hamburgers. He was putting it on, what did we have the other night? I can't think of it. Pork. He was just, like, anything that we have, he's adding it to.
Is it, like, real spicy hot sauce, or just, like,
it's
a...
It's just, like, a little, you know, like the ones in the restaurants. Like, one of those little bottles.
It's got, like, the little wooden tip on it?
Yes.
Okay.
But he's eating it for every meal.
I don't know.
He's trying to mask the taste of my cooking.
Oh.
That could possibly be. It's possible. Thanks for not commenting, Will.
That's awkward. I don't know. For me, it's like the hotter it gets, it dulls your taste buds.
Yeah.
So then you have to add this hot sauce to everything you eat because otherwise nothing has any flavor to it anymore.
And I think that's kind of what he's doing. Yeah. He's so, like, every meal he just keeps adding it. And I was like, why would you do that? I don't know.
Just good. That would just mess up my stomach.
Yeah. I'm not a hot food person at all. I can't do it. Can't do the spices.
No. Mm-hmm. That would be me calling into work and you're like, Will, why are you coming into work today?
Mm-hmm.
Hot sauce.
Is that what happened Monday when you weren't here?
Let's talk about it.